The scandal involving GSA's public building service may seem small as compared to the many others we've seen over the last decade that involve hundreds of millions or even billions of dollars. Scott Amey is the general counsel for the Project on Government Oversight. He says the reason the GSA scandal captures the interest of the general public is because they can more easily relate to its waste and abuse.
Everybody would like some all-expenses-paid Vegas destination trip with nightly parties and things. I mean, you know, lifestyles of the rich and famous. But this is when it's on the taxpayer dime and it's government agents, I think that's where there's more outrage and there's more concern.
So when the smoke clears from the four congressional hearings, the new legislation, and all that comes from the scandalous spending inquiries, government watchdog groups predict agencies will be better because of it. Carolyn Lerner is the head of the Office of Special Counsel.
The value of this isn't just about the $820,000. It's really also about the scrutiny that it brings to government waste. By this one example, Congress is holding hearings, agencies now we're going to be treading more carefully about the way they spend money, and they're being extra cautious to make sure that they're not wasting money. We're not going to recover the money that was spent on that GSA conference, but we will save many more dollars in other ways because of the publicity of this case.
Congressman Daryl Issa asked every large agency to provide details on their conference spending. Senator Claire McCaskill introduced legislation Wednesday to set new requirements for conference spending above $200,000 and annual reports on the money spent on meetings. Lawmakers are expected to introduce more bills and conduct more investigations into spending issues across the government. And because of all this attention, the benefits will be huge in the long term. Tom Schatz is the president of Citizens Against Government Waste.
GSA has canceled all travel for the rest of the year, and they will only approve it at the highest level. So right there, I'm sure hundreds of thousands of dollars will be saved by the lack of any kind of travel. And in fact, it will reverberate throughout the whole federal government, because every agency now is finally, or I should say again, reexamining their travel costs. It's one of the easiest areas of spending to control.
Schatz says the Government Accountability Office has found for every dollar an auditor spends on an investigation, the government realizes $10 in savings. In recent years, Congress has reduced funding for IGs and GAO. Schatz says the GSA IG report makes a compelling argument for increasing IG and GAO budgets. Pogo's Amy says the revelations also will do a lot to fix GSA, and those changes will bleed to the other agencies.
How do we fix the corporate culture within not only GSA, but this sends a message out to all federal agencies, to all agencies that are sending government employees to conferences, to all government agencies that are spending taxpayer dollars either on contracts, grants, or for its own internal budget purposes on, hey, you know, are we spending that money wisely? And if not, watch out, or you're going to be the next GSA.
Special Counsel Lerner adds the culture change goes beyond how agencies spend money.
This very unfortunate incident is an opportunity for agencies to renew their efforts to create a culture of ethics and integrity. And it also underscores the importance of fostering a workplace where employees feel that they can report misconduct without fear of reprisal. And that's really the good that can come out of something like this.
The investigations into GSA spending also will give whistleblowers renewed confidence. Lerner says when her office reported about the Air Force's mortuary problems, the number of people coming to the OSC with complaints increased significantly. She says they felt empowered to point out wrongdoings. She says the same thing should happen with GSA's case.
We know that whistleblowers save more money than auditors and outside law enforcement and inspectors general combined. So if the message is that we value you, we're going to protect you, and if there's a problem, we're going to take appropriate corrective action, that will help change the culture.
But culture change also needs to start at the top. Lerner says managers and agency leaders need to create a culture of openness and fearlessness for whistleblowers.
You have to have a good, strong inspector general office. You have to have training. It has to be integrated into your performance appraisals for managers, you know, how they deal with employee complaints. It's a culture that has to be from the top down. There has to be a message sent from preferably the head of the agency that employees should come forward with allegations of waste, fraud, and abuse or health and safety violations.
She says passing an updated version of the Whistleblower Protection Act into law would also make a big difference.
The law doesn't protect some of the very people who are in the best position to report waste, fraud, and abuse, or health and safety violations. People like auditors and safety inspectors aren't covered. The very people who are in a position to know when there are problems, the WPEA, the law that's pending now, would cure that problem and would, you know, I think send a very important message to federal employees that they're needed to come forward.
Lerner says employees who think they've found waste, fraud, or abuse can go to their IG or to her office, the Office of Special Counsel. She says OSC has an entire unit that only deals with waste, fraud, or abuse and health and safety violations. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.